Hebrews chapter 4. Therefore, since we have a promise reserved for us of entering into his rest, let us reverently fear, so that none of us would be judged to be failing to enter into it. For we have had good news announced to us also, just as they did. But the word of the spies' report, who spied out the promised land, which they heard did not benefit them, because it was not combined with faith in those who heard it. For we who are believing can enter into that rest, as shown when he said, "As I swore in my anger, they will not enter into my rest," although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, thus showing that a rest is still available since they didn't enter in. Psalm 95, verse 11. For he who has said somewhere concerning the seventh day, which symbolizes the Sabbath rest, the following, "And God rested on the seventh day from all of his works." Genesis 2:2. And about this subject again he says, "They will not enter into my rest." Psalm 95:11. Since then it remains clear that some would enter into it, and those to whom the good news was announced before failed to enter in because of disobedience. He again confirms a certain day, that is, today, as being the time in which we must enter in, saying through David, such a long time later, just as has been said before, "Today, if you will hear his voice, don't harden your hearts." Psalm 95:7-8. For if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken later of another day. Therefore, it is clear that a kind of Sabbath rest remains available for the people of God. For he who has entered into God's rest has also ceased from doing his own works, just as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter into that rest, so that no one would come under judgment by following the same pattern of disobedience. For the word of God is living and effective and sharper than any two-edged sword, for penetrating even as far as the separation of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and is able to discern the thoughts and meditations of our hearts. And there is no created being that is not transparent in his sight, but all things are stripped bare and exposed before the eyes of him from whom this word came. Having then a great high priest who has gone into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us keep our agreement with God. For we don't have a high priest who is not able to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tested in all aspects of life just as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore draw near to the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us at just the right time. This is the end of Hebrews chapter 4. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.